illustrious. He was very wise, and bore himself as meekly as a maid. He never yet had any vileness said in all his life to whatsoever wight. He was a truly perfect, gentle knight. But now, to tell you all of his array, his steeds were good, but yet he was not gay. Of simple fustian wore he a jupon, sadly discolored by his habergeon, for he had lately come from his voyage, and now was going on this pilgrimage. With him there was his son, a youthful squire, a lover, and a lusty bachelor, with locks well curled, as if they'd laid in press. Some 20 years of age he was, I guess. In stature he was an average length, wondrously active eye, and great of strength. He'd ridden sometime with the cavalry in Flanders, in Artois and Picardy, and borne him well within that little space, in hope to win thereby his lady's grace. Prinked out he was, as if he were a mead, all full of fresh-cut flowers, white and red. Singing he was, or fluting, all the day. He was as fresh as is the month of May. Short was his gown, with sleeves both long and wide. Well could he sit on horse and fairly ride. He could make songs and words thereto indite, joust and dance too, as well as sketch and write. So hot he loved that, while night told her tale, he slept not.